Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger and Mass.
Little sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
Sports and sports and sports.
Oh, yeah.
Sports in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. 98.5, the sports hub.
I really can't. I'm not going to miss any of this. Okay, if it is.
There's the most miserable man in Boston. Kyrie Irving. Oh, this guy is so miserable. You know it because of that little walk-on right there. And the sound's not great, but you've probably seen or heard of it by now. That's Kyrie Irving walking into the stadium yesterday. Walking into the stadium to play a nationally televised marquee game against one of the marquee franchises and certainly one of the marquee players in the entire league. A contemporary of his, a rival of his.
Maybe the MVP of the league right now.
James Harden, it's him or Giannis, is going to be the MVP of the league. I understand there's a lot of drudgery in the NBA regular season, a lot of games that don't matter. This is one that does. Sunday afternoon, ABC, James Harden on the other side, and Kyrie Irving walks into the stadium and says, into the ABC microphone. That wasn't the ABC cut. There's another, I actually saw another cut where it sounds a little bit... there, because it's on the mic. But he says to the ABC camera crew walking into the stadium, I ain't going to miss any of this bleep when I'm done playing. And they said, Kyrie, the mic's hot. He says, I don't care if it is. Meaning, you're being recorded. This is going out. I don't care if it is. Oh, my God. Sad, sad little man. And then you wonder why the team looks the way it looks. Your best player and the engine of the whole thing. It starts with Kyrie Irving, walks into the building and says, I can't stand this effing crap. I can't wait for this to be over. How do you think that's going to play? And you're surprised the team looks the way it looks? And then after the game, never mind his, you know, three-word mumble responses, 80-second press conference. After the game, the guy hates it here, and he's miserable. And it's infected the entire team. And as we talk about all the issues on the team, and we, you know, hit on him before, we can hit on him again. Brad Stevens. Anemic performance and feels like he's an invisible factor on this team. Brad Stevens has done nothing to affect the problems on the team. Brad Stevens on the list. Gordon Hayward. Talk about scared little boy, Gordon Hayward. He looks like he's afraid to even be out there half the time. There were a couple possessions yesterday late where I thought he actually showed a little bit of initiative, backed someone down in the lane, hit a little runner, and then I think he hit a three or hit another jump shot. I said, oh, but the only reason that stood out is because otherwise he's standing there petrified to be on the floor.
Right. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Mark.
At least he was taking shots because it was five combined attempts in the two games prior to that. You know, so at least that was a little bit of an improvement.
Oh, my God. It's scary.
Oh, he's useless.
It's a psychological case study. It's Gordon Hayward's so bad. Marcus Morris going completely in the toilet. Brad Stevens being too late to, you know, Jaylen Brown should be playing over Marcus Morris. He was at the end of the game yesterday. Morris gets benched in the final 18 minutes. So that's on the table. But the number one issue on the team is the way they play, the way they engage, the way they play together. And that has all gone down the toilet because Kyrie Irving and his miserable freaking attitude has infected this team. He's infected this club. Walks into the game and says, I ain't going to miss any of this when I'm done playing. Kyrie, this is going out over the air. I don't care if it is. Oh,
oh. I want the world to know my pain.
So... good.
It really
Lord.
Is. His greatness is a burden, isn't it?
So this story came out this afternoon from Kevin O'Connor in The Ringer. He says the team lacks identity, or maybe actually they have one, and that identity is discontent. Kevin O'Connor says, I spent some time around the team over the past few days in Boston. After Friday's win against the Wizards, all you could hear was the thud of Semi Ojeleye's weights hitting the floor behind a closed door next to the Celtics locker room. Besides a short conversation between Irving and Rozier, everyone in the locker room was quiet. According to various team reporters, it's been like that all year, no matter if the team wins or loses. Morris said earlier this month that it's not fun this season, which is so unlike what I witnessed being around that team for a half season last year. Now, writes O'Connor, players won't always jump off the bench during big moments. They seem like a bunch of guys who are looking forward to their summer vacations. Irving in particular said has led the charge on this. Back in December, it felt like he was all in. At that point, he was playing with consistent defensive effort, fighting through screens, and closing out hard. In the locker room and in huddles, Irving was enthusiastic and encouraging. But as the trade deadline approached, something changed. He writes, these days, Irving plays lackadaisical defense, and I'll just... Yesterday was embarrassing. Yesterday, Irving was a joke. I know Harden's a hard cover. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's going to get his. But ESPN did a number on him this morning, meaning Irving. He was a joke defensively in this game. A joke. So O'Connor writes that Irving plays lackadaisical defense.
I was going to say he was a joke defensively in the Toronto game, too. Keep going.
Okay. He plays lackadaisical defense and unfocused offense. Sources around the team told me that Irving's persona has changed, too. He's become disengaged and detached from those around the team. There is talk that Irving's friendships on the team start and end with Tatum, with whom he shares an agent. Two sources peg Irving's change in demeanor to early February, around the time he was asked about the possibility of joining the New York Knicks next season. That's when Irving infamously said he makes the decision that's best for his family and that he didn't owe anybody bleep. So that's Kevin O'Connor. According to sources, he's become disengaged and detached. No, really? I couldn't tell when he told everyone to go F themselves walking into the building yesterday and how much he hates it. He basically broadcast to the nation, walking in before the game even started, I hate this. So it doesn't really take an investigative report. I'm not, dumping on O'Connor, but Irving's laid it out there for everyone to see what's going on there.
Oh, no. Disengaged is the right word. He's disengaged. There's no two ways about it. I don't think there's any debate about that. So, and I don't know how you fix it. I don't know if it is fixable. I still think they're going to try in the long term now. In the short term, look, it's hard to have any faith in this team going forward. Anytime they play anybody with any talent, they lose. They're 3-7 in their last 10, and two of the wins were when Kyrie was out.
Not just talented teams, Maz. The suck ones, too. They just recently lost to the Bulls.
So that's a good point, right? I was thinking about the Washington game. So it's a fair point. They lost to the Bulls, too.
To me, I've almost never seen anything like this. The 2011 Red Sox definitely is on the table. It's a similar kind of whiff. But just the complete, I mean, the talent's there. The health is there. And they are completely melting down because of attitude, chemistry, character, those intangibles, which in basketball barely matter. Like, do you know how bad those things have to be for them to have an impact on the floor? Because it's usually about talent, 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 and the fourth thing, talent. And then you get to anything else, toughness, coaching, character, chemistry. All those things are so far down the list in basketball. It's all about talent. So for the chemistry and the character to be that bad, do you know how bad it has to be for it to impact that greatly on the floor?
Yep.
So that's what's going on, and it starts with Kyrie and that miserable freaking attitude.
I mean, just think of the level of dysfunction that we knew about with teams that won championships. Golden State has had some.
Sure.
The Lakers with Shaq and Kobe, that was brutal. And they won.
Even OKC.
They still won.
Even OKC with Westbrook and Durant. They were able to make deep runs.
And even here we're finding out how much Rondo and all those guys, had all those issues. So the issues aren't the what's surprising. The issues are how it's affected on the floor, which tells you that it's like next level. So anyway, there's your Celtics reset. Marion Marshfield, what do you think?
Hey, well, as far as basketball, the egos are huge, and I've never seen a guy play with such lack of passion before. You take a Kevin Garnett, put him next to Kyrie, and I knew he was gone. I think he's gone. When he made the comment about, the regular season doesn't matter, I just can't wait to get to the playoffs, I think I can't wait to get to the playoffs so I can have it be over with and be out of here. That's my take on that.
I agree.
You might be right.
I think it's his whole thing. He's effing hates it because he's done. He's done. Get me to July 1. And he knows he's not winning it with this team. He's lost faith in his teammates, and he's out of here on July 1. So can I please get out of here? And can I please stop having to listen to the coach chirp in our ear about getting better? Please. Kevin in Andover. Go ahead, Kevin.
So I was there yesterday. I was in about the 10th row center court. Houston was down shooting one of its many free throws, and Kyrie was right there, really quiet. I got a loud voice. I started telling Kyrie, be better, feel better, get better, 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 better. He looked right into the stands and acknowledged it. We're in this guy's head. Another thing, their pick-and-roll defense yesterday was pathetic. I think Houston probably had about 90 points, if you count up the points, by their point guards. I'll let you go, guys.
Okay. See ya. And it's all engagement. It's all effort. It's all playing together, and they can't do it.
I mean, in that league, that's what defense is. Like, the pick and roll defense has been bad all year for the most part. Like, don't get sucked into the stats in the last, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is. Their defense has sucked all year. They haven't put the effort in on the defensive, and they haven't put the effort in, period. That's really the core problem. They don't play for each other. They don't. They hate each other.
Mike and Methuen on the Tuukka Rask thing. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, hey, Mike. I was going to ask you, I mean, you try to, like, go through the playoffs, you do what got you there, and I know you're probably going to chew my head off of this, but why not, put Rask and sort of rotate Rask a little bit with Halak in the playoffs? I mean, I know it's unprecedented, but I mean, a lot of other things are unprecedented, the way starting pitchers are used in baseball.
So is it totally unprecedented? I mean, I know you're right. I would normally chop your head off, because if you've got an elite goalie, he plays every night, and that's just the way it goes. That's just the way to, if you have an elite goalie who does better with rest, you don't rest him in the postseason to get him rest. Because you're up 3-1, you think you're in command, so you rest the guy, you play your backup just to go 3-2, and now the other team has momentum? You don't do that.
Dangerous thing to do in that sport.
Now, I've seen teams switch goalies if one guy starts sucking. I was just going to say, did Holpe go all the way through the playoffs last year for Washington? Because Holpe lost it during the regular season, I think. Is it Grubauer? Who is the other guy? Maybe Holpe nailed it down by the end of the regular season. I can't remember.
Didn't the Penguins just do it a few years ago, too?
And I'd say Murray and Fleury. Did Fleury lose it in the regular? So I can't totally remember. Those goalie situations were in flux. I can't remember if they actually switched in the postseason. But be that as it may. No. I'm not giving Tuukka Rask this break. No. It's the third, fourth highest paid goalie in the league. The guys that cover the team around here think he's one of the best elite goalies in the league. They'll tell you that every 2 seconds. So if you're that guy, you play every other night in the postseason and you go win a cup. That's what you do. So no, I don't want to hear that about Rask. I want him to rest in the regular season. Now that makes sense. In the regular season, you keep those games played and those games started down. And I think you'll be better off in the postseason. But once you get there, nope, you ride Tuukka.
Do you think he can make a run through the whole playoffs?
I'm not a big believer in him, Maz, but another core philosophy.
Yep, every dog has his day.
Boom.
So, but again, take that part of it out. Take the part of whether you like him or not, okay? Whether you're a big believer in him or not. Take that part out.
I don't think he's the guy to steal you a series. So I think if you're better than the other team and you are solid defensively, that he'll make all the saves he should make. System goalie. A really good system goalie. So in game you should win and that you control, he'll win. Now, if you're facing a team that's better than you and you're getting outplayed and your goalie has to stand on his head and steal you, I've never liked him in that spot.
Okay, so what I'm saying, that like I'm not even talking about his ceiling in a 7-game series. I'm saying if you're going to win a cup, you're going to have to play, call it 24 games, 6 a round. Can he play 24 games in a row?
I'm dubious.
Like I when you put it in those terms, I don't know that he can.
I'm not going to rule anybody out, okay?
24 games, ish.
I'm not going to rule anybody out. I wouldn't bet on it with him, but we've seen it. We've seen some breakthroughs here recently. So maybe it's Rask's turn.
Still doesn't feel like him.
We continue with your thoughts right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Kyrie Irving's been incredibly frustrated. He's allowing the media and the reports to get to him a little bit too much, and that has me worried about the New York Knicks, because obviously if you're worried about the media in Boston and you're worried about the national NBA media, imagine if you went to New York. That's problematic. That's number one. Number two, I don't think enough focus has been placed on Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens with the whole Gordon Hayward element. This is a guy that had a very, very nasty injury. We know that. I don't believe he should have been back at the start of the season, let alone in the starting lineup. And literally, over the last several games, he's shooting like 31% from the field. He's averaging about 5 points a game since the All-Star break. This seems to be somebody they're hell-bent on validating. In Danny Ainge's case, because of the signing, $130 million. In Brad Stevens' case, maybe because this is the guy that starred for him at the University of Butler. No matter which way you slice it, this guy has compromised the Boston Celtics to some degree. Jaylen Brown doesn't see them same. Jason Tatum's has been inconsistent. Terry Rozier has been compromised in a contract year, and nobody is talking enough about that. Everybody's been talking about Kyrie. Everybody's been talking about player relationships. They're not talking about the fact that they were compromised by Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge's insistence on getting Gordon Hayward re-ingratiated into things, as far as I'm concerned, before he was ready. He'll be fine in the future, but this year, he shouldn't have been back until about now. Should have been coming off the bench. Never should have been in the starting lineup. I think it's drastically compromised the Boston Celtics, and that's what we need to be talking about.
Stephen A. Smith this morning on ESPN. All right, let's talk about it. How big has the Gordon Hayward factor been on this team?
Significant, huge.
Yeah, I agree.
Huge. I mean, in every way imaginable, really. Like, it obviously starts with his play. He hasn't been the same player. So that's been a problem because they were banking on him to be their quote-unquote number two, right? So they haven't had that. And then on top of it, they've tried to force him in there to try to get him to the point where he could be that player, and created a whole dynamic with the roster and the bench and playing time and everything else. I mean, the ripple effect, enormous.
Yeah, his minutes.
Gigantic.
His minutes, and that he keeps getting them and that he does nothing with them, has bred resentment with some of these other guys at that logjam of that position. And rightfully so. I'd be pissed.
So who do you blame?
The coach and the organization.
So this,
Stevens and Ainge.
Ainge deserves to be on the list, not for signing him. Like, that's just bad luck. I don't blame.
Yeah, freak things happen.
Right. Okay. So, like, it was the right signing at the right time with a good player, and he broke his ankle. Like, that's no one's fault. And so, I even give Hayward a little bit of a break. Fine. That was a bad one. I get it. It's going to take you a little bit longer. I'd like you to get off the freaking internet. Put the headset down, kid. And, you know. Like, that sort of bugs me, but Ainge should be telling Stevens, Brad, we don't have to play the guy. I mean, it's okay. Like, you know, we invested a lot in him, so we're not going to get anything out of him in the first 2 years. That's just the way it's going to be. Don't feel pressure to play him. And that should come from up top, because maybe Stevens feels pressure. When you sign a guy like that to a contract like that, I think the coach feels pressure to play the guy. The whole organization does. So the organization has to make it clear to Stevens, Brad, you don't have to play him. And then Brad should not play him, because it's sad watching it half the time now.
Oh, gosh, please. And look, there's just so many, you know, tentacles to this thing, too. Like, when you really look at it, it looked right before the All-Star break like he was turning a corner. He had two good games in a row, two good ones in a row. But Kyrie wasn't there. So, like, I wonder, like, maybe he and Kyrie just don't click on the court and off. Maybe it just doesn't work. And so, or it certainly doesn't work now. So, I mean, is that a coincidence that when you go back and look, that the two games he had and he looked confident happened when Kyrie weren't there?
Well, didn't he also suffer an ankle injury?
Yes.
Practicing with Ojeleye?
Okay, so there's that variable, right? Like, maybe he had a setback. And because the thing that is striking to me is, aside from the fact that he's not confident, his jumper now is wretched. I mean, he's not even coming close. Like, you watch some guys and you say, even Morris during his stretch, you know, and I'm not talking about yesterday or, you know, there were a couple of games there where I watched Morris and, man, oh, man, he's rattling him in and out. Like, you know, it's just not going down for him either. He's not playing great, but the shot's not that far off. Hayward, I watch him shoot. Holy crap, he looks like Aaron Baines from the corner, for crying out loud, chucking cinder blocks up there. Like, there are times I watch him and I say, he sucks. There are times I really look at him and I say, he's not giving them anything. Now, I understand why they've been trying to play him. Really, all year, it's the only way we get him back. I get it. At some point, you just got to say it's not working.
Exactly.
So how many games is that before the end of the year? Like, you look at it and say, how many games do we just say it's not going to happen? 15 to go, 10 to go, 20 to go? I mean, we've already sort of crossed some of that. But, like, where's the line that you say that's it, that's the drop dead? Because we're close to it if we're not over it. I mean, he's brutal.
So that's got to be an organizational decision. That's not just on Stevens. They have to make it clear to him, it's okay. We're not going to get our money back this year. And if he doesn't deserve it, don't play him. And recently, oh my God, it's a little sad to watch recently. All right, so we continue with your thoughts. Chris in Hartford, go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, fellas. Hey, look at the third quarter, the 11-11 mark. I've never seen anyone think that he plays defense. He acts like no one is watching these games. Like, Celtics fans are idiots. All we do is play defense, play hard nose. Hey, Maz, also for you, you said about maybe a half ago Tatum selfish. What crack are you smoking? What are you talking about? This kid had 5 steals against the Wizards, was horrible shooting, playing great help defense. These guys' legs are gone. That's why they're not shooting threes to help out Kyrie, because he ain't doing nothing.
Okay, so I think that was the first person he was talking about.
Yeah.
On Tatum, you just didn't like that drive.
No, again, I was talking about one specific play, and there were times early in the year where I thought he was selfish, and he just forced shots all the time. But he got a defensive rebound with 2 minutes to go yesterday. They were down by 8, and he just dribbled all the way down the floor and went 1-on-4. Okay, I'll take away the word selfish. Fine, you don't like that word, I won't use it. Stupid. How about stupid? You like that one? That was a stupid play.
Ethan and Seabrook on our NFL overtime discussion. Yes, Ethan.
Michael, I've never heard a human being be so wrong about something before. We might as well put flags on the offensive players if we're going to put those overtime rules in. We need defense, and we need the defenses to be responsible for the outcomes of these games. That's it.
Okay. Again, enjoy it. The next time you lose a coin flip and Jordan Batamosi's out there trying to save your season in overtime in the playoffs, and tell me how you like the coin flip.
Johnson.
Whatever. Exactly. The guy's so useless, you don't even need to know his name. Tell me the next time you lose an overtime coin flip and Earthwind Moreland is out there with your season on the line in the playoffs. Meanwhile, the greatest quarterback in the history of the game is sitting there with his Schmenzer on in his hands on the sidelines because he's not allowed to get a possession. And tell me how you feel about it. I can't wait to field those calls. I can't wait, Murray. That's coming. Eventually, you're going to lose a coin flip.
Yeah, and if they lose it, it'll be deserved, and I'll get on the defense.
Okay, you will.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear from the rest of you.
Well,
I can't wait to hear from the rest of you.
Oh, no, I will get on the defense,
but
too.
But I know what's going to happen, because everything comes up Patriots. They're going to change the rule this year where both teams get a possession. You're going to lose the overtime coin flip and now give up an opening touchdown, but because they've just changed the rules, now Brady's going to get a possession. He's going to tie it, and you're going to go on to win. And so the rule change is actually going to benefit you. That you heard it there first. You can mark that tape. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, Felga, if that happens and they don't change the rules, I'm blaming Goodell.
We've got Dylan in Fall River. Go ahead, Dylan.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You guys already touched on it. The easy move is Marcus Morris out, Jaylen Brown in. Brad, get better. Stevens needs to stop worrying about how mad his veterans get. Marcus Morris isn't going to be here long term. And you guys posed the question wondering if anybody got Tommy's ear yet. Someone should talk to Jason Tatum and tell him he's not Kobe Bryant yet. That iso ball isn't working. That step back mid-range shot you always take isn't working yet. You got a lot of potential, but you're not there yet, my man. And we better hope his buddy Kyrie doesn't get in his ear too much and start infecting him with that diva that Kyrie has.
Dylan, that last point's a good one.
It's a great point.
You know, is Irving close to only one guy on the team, according to the story? Yeah, and it's Tatum. And is Kyrie's misery going to infect Jason Tatum?
It's a great point.
Jason Tatum going to look around and go, oh, yeah, this place ain't cool. Because his buddy thinks it's not cool?
Well, look, and in that league, the superstars have a lot of sway.
Ugh.
So that's a good point. A reason to be scared.
In terms of Tatum's game, why do you think he's taking a step back, Mass?
Because I think exactly what the caller said, I think he's pretty much got it right. The Kobe Bryant influence, this guy has become an ISO one-on-one scorer. And there are flashes where you can see other parts of his game getting better, like he's become a better rebounder this year. So, but it's not always there. It's inconsistent. And so I just think Tatum somewhere along the line started buying into his own hype, and he's not as good as he thinks he is.
As bad as it is for the Celtics, could it be about to get worse? What could make this situation worse? What could make this situation worse?
Oh, I can give you one thing.
If I said to you they were considering signing Carmelo Anthony, how would you feel about that? Maz?
I'll bite my tongue for
now. Save your thought. We'll do it next. Could it be about to be going from bad to worse here with the Boston Celtics? We discuss after Murray's update.
Felger and Maz. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If Carmelo Anthony is involved in any way, shape, or form, I'm out. I am out. I want nothing to do with that guy. Zero.
Zero.
Zip. Zip. Nada. Nada.
Nada.
Carmelo in, Tony Maz out.
Got it?
Out. I'm out. In, I want nothing to do with him. Out. The guy's a loser. In, everywhere he goes, they lose. Out. Everywhere he goes, they lose. In. No Carmelo. Again, just to be clear, Carmelo in, Tony Maz out. No Carmelo. Carmelo in, Tony Maz out.
That's an oldie but a goodie. Who knew we'd have another chance to use it? He's like 3 or 4 years old. But there it is. Boston Globe this morning. Headline. Celtics need some changes, and they could use Carmelo Anthony. I've read that. Excuse me? Gary Washburn, Boston Globe. Celtics need some changes, and they could use Carmelo. Your thoughts.
I logged on, clicked on the Globe website, saw this headline, and almost crapped my pants right there at my desk this morning. Almost crapped my pants. I looked at it and said, you got to be kidding me. This is where, just when I thought the Celtics couldn't possibly get any more unlikable, I saw this headline. I said, holy smokes. If they bring this guy in, not only am I out, I'm out until at least 2020.
You mean, and you ain't coming back anytime soon.
I'm already out on this team, basically. I look at them and I say, it's pretty much a lost cause. Like, I always leave the door open just a crack in the playoffs because you never know. Fine. But that's sort of standard. So I'm telling you right now with the Celtics, I'm at a bare minimum. Like, my level of trust in them is so low. I look at them and say, I find them entirely unlikable. And I think it's unsalvageable this season. I don't think they're going to turn it around. They want to bring Carmelo in now? You know, back in 2011, we have drawn this comparison to the 2011 Red Sox.
Yes.
Back in 2011, during the whole chicken and beer thing, I remember you saying, it's a bad sign when the level of desperation or the not give a crap factor is so high that the guys are eating fried chicken.
Fried chicken is like a, that's the time to check yourself at the door. It's when you're eating fried chicken, it's like that's bottom, like
it's a rock
peak,
bottom.
Yeah, it's a peak like depression meal.
Exactly, you know? Right. Exactly. For an alcoholic, you wake up in a pool of vomit and you say that's your rock bottom moment. It's time to get some help. If you have an eating problem or you're eating too much, when you've got the grease of the Kentucky Fried Chicken running down your wrist and your chin, that's sort of a rock bottom moment for eating.
Right. That is the equivalent of I've given up.
Yeah.
I quit.
I quit.
Okay. Bringing in Carmelo Anthony is I've given up. I've quit. That's what it is. I am so desperate. I could get more graphic, but I don't want to insult people. It's the equivalent of I can't say it. It's going to insult some female members of the audience. So,
Murray, do you have any idea what he could
be saying?
I don't. I'll tell you off the air. I can't.
Right, go ahead.
The level of desperation is so high that you would bring that guy in. You'd bring that guy in.
Gary Washer.
Let me dance with the ugliest girl at the prom. I'm giving you a sanitized version of it. Like, that's what that is. No. No. You bring in Carmelo. No. I quit. I'm already out on this team. You bring him in now, even if it's for like 4 weeks, I'm out all of next year. I'm out.
And I mostly agree with you. And Maz, especially with the part where you say it's unsalvageable and they're unlikable. So at this point, I just want to see the world burn when it comes to the Celtics. So bring him in. Let's see what happens.
No, it's, oh God, it's the.
Maybe he becomes a lightning rod for the whole team to hate and they rally against together. You know, they hate him so much. He's the lightning rod. You cut him in a month and they realize, hey, we've come together on our mutual hatred of Carmelo Anthony.
No, it's a level of desperation that no man should see ever. This guy, it's a level of desperation no one should ever sink to bring in this guy. No.
Gary Washburn writes, they need a boost off the bench, Maz. Gordon Hayward, who we've all talked about, needs to sit down or get out of here. Gordon Hayward scored 6 points on Sunday and is averaging 6.3 points per game since the All-Star break. So either Stevens maintains loyalty to his former Butler pupil and allows him to get untracked, or uses his minutes for a more productive player.
Yeah, use him for Marcus Morris off the bench. Let him play against the second unit. This is what I'm saying. You don't need another body in here. They've got enough bodies. That's part of the problem. The ones that they have are better than him. I don't, oh God, please don't bring that guy in here. No. 1,000 times no. That is like the worst thing ever that they could do. Bring in a toxic guy to a toxic environment. That's like a nuclear reaction waiting to happen.
Why should I think that Kyrie Irving's any different than Carmelo Anthony?
He's a better player. I mean, it's really that simple.
They both suck defensively and they're both brilliant offensively.
Yeah, but one guy has actually won.
Okay, did Carmelo ever get to play with LeBron James in his prime?
Other than the
right,
Olympics?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
No.
How much different? I mean, the a-hole factor, I have a hard time.
Irving's better than Carmelo.
Okay, but the a-hole factor is similar. They're both offensive players who are a liability on defense, don't care about defense, don't play defense. And so how are they really any different?
No, they're different. Kyrie's more of a team player on the floor than Carmelo Anthony is. He is. And Kyrie's capable of it. Like, there are little flashes there that you see where he can go, you know, 10 games and average 11 assists. You can see it. And he's a good passer. And on the floor, he can function in a team environment. He can. The other guy, no chance. And Kyrie's a way better shooter. Like, so Kyrie's a better player.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
3-point shooter, maybe. Maybe. I don't even know what the numbers are.
Kyrie's career is what? Close to 40% from three.
And Carmelo's a 35 from three.
Yeah, and but it's worse than that. Oh, he's a bum. No.
Well, 35, how is it worse than 35?
Yeah, it feels worse than that.
Okay, so now we're just projecting.
Because he checks up really, really bad ones.
Yeah, but 35% of them go in.
No, he's a bum. Oh, God, you can't be serious about comparing Kyrie to Carmelo.
I wonder. I don't know what Kyrie is. Why should I feel good about Kyrie in any way, shape, or form?
At the moment, you shouldn't. And again, I have this problem sometimes of looking at a guy's ceiling and saying, no, when things are right, this is what he is.
Kyrie has completely infected what was supposed to be a championship caliber team. You know, at least, you know, make it interesting. They were supposed to waltz through the East and then give the Warriors a go. That was everyone's expectation. And it wasn't an unreal expectation. That was a rightful expectation. And because of Kyrie's freaking miserable attitude, they're now a middler that could be one and done. So I don't know. Tell me why. I don't know. Like, Why should be looking that down on Carmelo Anthony after dealing with this? Same crap.
God, yeah, I would never mention those two in the same breath. And I'm not kidding. Carmelo's one of the great losers of all time, Mike. He is. He's one of the great losers of all time.
Okay.
And so now listen, you want to tell me that off the court that Kyrie isn't, you know, they're comparable in terms of leadership skills? Fine. Kyrie's no leader.
Selfish. Self-centered.
Yeah, I'm not going to. In fact, in a lot of ways, Kyrie's probably worse than Carmelo off the floor. On the floor, totally different.
Okay, speaking of Kyrie, more from Mist Happy right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5 The Sports Hub. The
Sports Hub. The Sports Hub. The Sports Hub.
Kyrie, do you think you guys can come together on this road trip?
We'll see.
Irving at the tail end of his 80-second press conference yesterday. Like, I'll play the whole thing. Why does he even stop and do it? You don't have to talk. It's not a requirement. You're not required to talk after games.
He's a leader, Mike.
So, but that's not leading, Jimmy. I mean, he stops to talk just to show everyone how effing miserable he is?
Yep.
And how much he hates it?
That's leading.
Ech. So, I mean, my advice is take a day off from talking, dude. Take a day off.
Day? How about like a month?
Just take a couple off. Take a couple off. Because either you're diarrhea of the mouth and you talk in these concentric circles that ultimately you say something that's wrong or you shouldn't say, or you contradict yourself, or you tell us the earth is flat. Like, so that's diarrhea of the mouth. Or you do what you did yesterday to a point it's like, what? How could you be any more unhappy? So after the game, here's Kyrie Irving's the entirety of his press conference. And you can tell the way it's going by the first sound you hear after he's mic'd up. Go ahead. That's him. Why'd you stop and talk, dude? If it's that miserable, keep walking. Walk out of the stadium. You don't have to talk. Al spoke. Make another veteran. No one has to speak if they don't want to. You don't have to stop and talk to the media, who you obviously loathe. Imagine starting the show, you know.
I wanted to start it today that way with the Celtics. Like, you come in, it's like, after that game yesterday.
He's Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, my God. He's so unhappy.
He's not going to let Al Horford lead. Are you kidding me? If Al Horford's your leader, you might as well hand the division to Toronto.
Go ahead.
Don't hurt yourself, Kyrie.
I'll go out. How tough was that one for you guys tonight?
It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. Thank you.
What happened in the first half?
Just didn't play well.
Yeah, I didn't play well.
In your career, have you ever gone through anything like this?
He gives a half nod there. Doesn't say anything.
Leading.
What are you going to do to turn it around? Just play better.
Yeah.
Like leaders do.
Harry, which was the bigger challenge for you guys or issue tonight? The struggles you guys had as a team shooting three ball or just defensively trying to limit their three-point shooting?
Probably a little bit of both.
Thanks.
When you think about some of the issues that you guys had tonight as far as defending the 3-point line, what are some of the things that kind of jump out that you guys could just tweak and get a little bit better at?
Just our rotation stuff. Being better on rotations.
Kyrie, you said you want to be the leader of this team. What do you have to do to kind of turn this thing around as a leader?
You just got to play better.
Lead.
Thank you. Did you take out anything out of that fourth quarter comeback?
And it was all in the win. So, you know, I just got to play better.
Kyrie, do you think you guys can come together on this road trip?
We'll see.
But that was so miserable. Bill Belichick was listening to that somewhere, and he said, boy, that guy sounds miserable. That press conference was such a booger in the face of those media guys that even Bill said, wow, he was kind of rude.
He did everything but snort and grunt.
So
he really is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's so unhappy.
So miserable. And he continued the Brad Stevens thing. Did you notice the play better? Jimmy, do you have the play better? This is just yesterday, Kyrie Irving in the play better, get better montage.
Just didn't play well. Just play better. Being better on rotations. You just got to play better.
So we told you, that's Brad Stevens' catchphrase. So last week, Kyrie Irving says, I'm so sick and tired about getting better and getting better and on and on and on and getting better in the regular season. Pretty much going after his coach. Yesterday, he gives you the answer of we got to play better and get better. What, to like mock him? Because
just didn't play well. Just play better. Being better on rotations. Just got to play better.
No, he's mocking Stevens in the middle of his miserable press conference. Because make no mistake, Stevens sure went to it yesterday in his postgame. This is just from yesterday.
We just have to keep working to all play better. We have to play better. You know, individually and collectively, we have to play better. You know, I've said many times, I have to coach better. We have to do better. We all just have to play better. We have to compete better together. We have to play better, and you know, we're playing good teams, and we just have to be better.
So that thing's just sort of like a little really subtle beneath the surface thing. Where Kyrie's doing that to Stevens. But you combine that post game with his pregame thing, where he doesn't even get to the locker room, where he's saying, I hate this crap. I'm not going to miss any of this when I'm done playing, he says to the ABC crew walking in. And then they say the mic's hot, meaning the mic is on. This is going out. He says, I don't care if it is. So, like, again, how could you be surprised they look the way they look when the best player walks in and basically says, F this, I can't stand this.
He is. He's miserable. There's no two ways on it.
And then, so today, I guess he sort of backed off it a little bit. He wore a little bit of a smile. He met the media this afternoon, which, again, I would say, Kyrie, just take a day off, man. But this is from the shoot-around, or today, it's either in Golden State or here. Where was it, Oakland?
It's in Oakland, yeah.
So this is in Oakland. Maybe he's breathing a little easier because he's away from here, because he started to hate the local media, too, which makes no sense to the guys in front of him. The guys in front of him down there, the beat guys, have his back. Pussycats. The local, the Celtics writers. And I don't mean that disparagingly. I love Bopet and Murphy and all those guys and, you know, Himmelsbach. But they're not going to call out players. They haven't ripped Kyrie. None of those guys have ripped Kyrie. So what's he doing giving those guys attitude? But he has. He's starting to take it out on those local guys. So maybe he just needed to get the hell out of Boston. But anyway, when he gets to Golden State, it's the same dudes in front of him. They follow you, Kyrie. You understand this, right?
Well, he's got his bestie out there, though. Maybe that's what it is. He's hanging with his boy, and he's all good.
Who's his bestie?
Durant.
Durant.
Oh, that's his bestie.
Remember.
Oh, maybe. Maybe they broke some bread last night, and he's just feeling a little bit. Maybe the Durant meeting took the edge off a little bit.
Yeah, he probably had a shoulder to cry on. You know, they commiserated about how they hate everybody, because Durant gave the same speech out in Golden State.
Exactly.
Yeah. They hate the media. They can't stand it.
Well, they're just.
It's a burden being a superstar, so there you go.
Going over their decorating tips for their condos in New York, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
split the costs.
So Kyrie meets the media today, and this is him explaining that thing going into the stadium where he says, I'm not going to miss any of this when I'm done playing. He explained that today in Golden State.
I get tired of all this stuff, just like everybody else. So, I mean, I said it's a constant battle, you know, because media has just gotten just outrageous. You know what I mean? Like, I just saw something the other day where, you know, even... it's just, he's the greatest player playing our game right now, but even seeing somebody question like Bron's body of work, like my body of work, KD's body of work, and you know, the team's success falls on the best player, and whether call it fair
okay,
or
so
not.
Stop. So he said, this is his beef with the media in general, that people were questioning Bron. Doesn't it make your skin crawl every time he calls him Bron?
Yes.
I thought he was supposed to hate this guy.
Yeah, I thought he hated him too.
As it turns out, they were perfect for each other.
No, it's Nick. Yeah, it's a-holes attract. I almost said the whole word. A-holes attract. But the Bron, did he ever call him Bron when he was in Cleveland, or was it always LeBron?
No idea.
Now it's Bron. So he's taking umbrage with the media in general because people get on Bron and KD and me. He lumps himself in with those guys. And so, but don't lash out at the dudes in front of you in the locker room in Boston. Those are your friends. Trust me, Kyrie. They're dying to all tell your story and get your back.
I still don't know really what he's so pissed about. Like,
he hates it here. That's why. And now he's in Golden State, so he's a little lighter in the loafer out there because he's just, again, he met with Durant, took the edge off, and he's out of Boston. So he's just, because his countenance here in this interview is a little bit better. And I'm sorry for the bouncing balls. I hate shoot around sound because of the bouncy ball. But just pick it up, Jimmy, quickly.
And whether call it fair or unfair, but nobody should ever question what type of winner those guys are. You know what I mean? What type of winner I am, or whether or not I have the team in first mentality. You know, it's like nobody wants it to be solely about them, but we take most of the responsibility, and so does the head coach. So when you have that, and you have a relationship that you have to build with that, and I've been doing it, of being traded last year and just coming into this, it's a lot of new for our team.
Okay.
Huh?
What was the first answer about the walk-in yesterday, Jimmy? The other one.
I didn't really come into this game to be cameras in my face, you know, be famous, be a celebrity, whatever embodies that. So it's a little hard for me. You know, I wanted those things when I was younger, but now at this point in my career, I just want to play basketball at a very, very high level. And, you know, the distractions that come within the team sometimes can get overwhelming. And I'm human, so... and I just try not to let it seep into, you know, my teammates. And that's the most important thing is just, you know, set an example for these young guys.
Oh, my God.
And I don't even want to call them young guys, but my teammates. They really have a great, great passion for the game of basketball, and they've shown that they can play at a high level. Now it's just getting there on a consistent level.
So he catches himself there. Doesn't want to call them young guys.
Yeah,
so
somebody said something to him.
That's
my teammates, and that's the most important thing is just, you know, set an example for these young guys. And I don't even want to call them young guys.
So that's progress. All right, so he's not separating himself from the team there, but I didn't come into this game for cameras in my face and to be famous.
Oh, you fraud. A month ago, it was announced in Variety magazine that Kyrie Irving had agreed to star in and be the executive producer of a movie about a haunted hotel. And he's making Uncle Drew 2. You liar.
Liar. I'm telling you, again, that catwalk, that runway walk, that the walk of the NBA player from his car or the team bus to the locker room, has now become a thing in sports, and it was created by NBA players who started to dress real nice and dress real fancy or outlandish, and they started to film the NBA guy going from the bus to the locker room, and that became a thing. It became where they could all showcase their brand and the crap they were wearing and all the fancy stuff that they feature, and so that became like a huge part of the NBA experience. The player created that walk. The player created that. The players did. I'm not saying Kyrie was singularly responsible for it, but all those guys wanted that little piece of real estate because it promotes what they're wearing and what their brand is, and they could promote all their crap and make any sort of statement they want to make there. Remember all the stupid crap Rondo used to wear? Like, they all do it. And now you didn't do this to get cameras in your face and be famous? Oh, would you please?
Oh, listen, he's delusional.
Give me a break.
He's delusional. He has no idea what he wants out of it. You know, he's saying one thing, but the reality is he wants something else. Like, I hate to sound like Murray. This guy needs therapy. Like, he doesn't have a clue as to who he is. He's got no clue.
So Adam Silver, the commissioner, went to MIT over the weekend for that Sloan conference and said that NBA players, in his experience, are inherently unhappy. And, you know, there's issues. He says, when I meet them, what surprises me is that they're truly unhappy, Silver said. He said, a lot of these young men are generally unhappy. Did he spend time with Kyrie? I wonder this. He was in Boston. Didn't he meet with Kyrie?
Well, I bet you. I don't think this is exclusive to Kyrie, but maybe.
And he came away from it saying, boy, these guys are miserable. Well, maybe it was just a Kyrie thing. Because I wonder. My God. I think it's a lot less calculated than people think. The reality is that most don't want to play together. There's enormous jealousy amongst our players. Maybe he just had lunch with Kyrie and came away with this impression. Because that, Kyrie Irving, is one miserable SOB. We'll pick it up with your calls in our final hour. No commercials, just an update here from Murray.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at Awaken180WeightLoss.com.